Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Focus on yourself and stop trying to scheme others. Cause once you get your wealth, then you can start to wake others. Stop running from yourself and take up your throne. Listen. Don't let them entities take up your home. Trippin'. Cause you're the entity that makes them stone cold demons. So I'ma hit them hard when they hit low. I'll be on your boulevard with my righteous flow. Yeah. I'll be pulling all these cards with this mighty flow. Never claim to be a thug, I just walk with love. Haters just wanna give me the me mug because they nothing but someone that's not dealing with themselves, they probably need a hug. I'm the one that hit them with this truth, they sweep it under rugs. So deal with it yourself, don't hide behind the drugs. The nation is the nation's epidemic, this is not a gimmick. I'm just here to make the people feel it, orchestrate and kill it. Put it in its place and ask for grace and we can re-reveal it.
This world is yours, it's yours to show. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. So do it for yourself, you the day one, day one. Now it's time to activate and be the main one.
I'm back up on my grizzly, used to live in pity, throwing pity parties. Now I'm litty, I am my committee. Went from starved to living large, we live with no regard. So bring your light, cause you the star, they say we come from Mars. Either way it doesn't matter, cause you make it happen. You the author of your story, make or break it, captain. See right here, I'm building mansions on this track for rapping. Get the hell up out my house if you ain't about it, faker. A lot of fakers, man, it be a lot of takers. They just here to make me strong so I can elevate this. I'm just here to bring you something that'll last for ages. And you're just here to bring us something that'll last for ages. Now that's contagious, I can write 1,000 pages. But you gotta make the choice that'll rattle Satan. Until you pull up in a Royce and show us how to make it. Until you pull up with your voice and show us how to take it.
Take it.
Welcome. This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Saturn's Day, September the 8th of 2018. And the time is 12:30 p.m. Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, got a very powerful show scheduled for you today. Today, we want to break down the metaphysics of under, over, and understanding this thing that we call mentalism and spiritualism. We live in a world and in a day and in an age where mentalism and spiritualism are combined. It's interesting because most of us, if you've been following along with the shows that I've done this week, they've all been focusing on metaphysics, and metaphysics is just another word or a fancy way of saying the spiritual or spiritual realm or spiritualism. And so hopefully you've been following along in the shows that I've been doing this week. And if you have, you've noticed that the shows all have focused on this ideal of what we call the kingdom. And in the kingdom, there are five omnis: omnipresent, potent, omniscient, omnisimplistic, and omnibenevolent. The emphasis on the last two, omnisimplistic and omnibenevolent. Omni means all, simplistic means simple, benevolent means good or best. Now, today's message is really important because Today we're talking about the capacity of your brain or your spirit to contain the essence or frequency of God. Now, that is a question that most people don't ponder or have not thought or have not asked themselves, can my vessel contain God? We have this treasure hidden in earthen vessels. What is this treasure? Christ in you, the hope of the glow ray or the ray that glows. Everybody has been given the measure or a measure of faith. Everybody has some or has something. But you can expand or you can develop your mental or your spiritual or your psychic or your psychokinetic or your intuitive abilities or your telekinesis, if you want to use that term. You can become a mentalist or a spiritualist. But the problem is the capacity to increase your mentalism or your spiritualism is not taught. We are not taught how to increase or expand our spiritualism or our mentalism. We're not taught the difference between spiritualism and mentalism. At least I was not taught. And so, which is more important, mind power or spiritual power? What is the difference between mind power and what is the difference between spiritual power? And is either one of them bad? Good. Better than. So we've been talking about, we started off talking about the metaphysics of giving and receiving through thought form projection. That simply means you have to have. So everybody listening to me, the first and the most important thing, if you don't get nothing out of the five shows that I've done this week, I talked about the metaphysics of giving and receiving. I talked about the metaphysics of struggle. That's a lie from the pit. There's no such thing. I talked about the metaphysics of influence and affluence. You have to have influence in order for you to be affluent. Since you have no influence, you have no affluence. You can't influence me, so therefore I'm not gonna go in my pocket and give you my money. And so since you can't influence, now you can, but nobody taught you or showed you how to influence, the art of being influential. Since you're not influential, nobody's interested in hanging out with you, talking to you, and they surely ain't gonna give you their money. Because you can tell where people's beliefs are based upon where their money go. So whoever you give money to, you empower to. Whoever controls your time controls your mind. Somebody please write that down. Heavenly Father, touch the minds of your people. Your mind is controlled by your time. Let me say it again. So let me ask you the question one more time. Who is controlling your time? Is it the Reverend Dr. Bishop? That's why I'm putting all my money. I got a lot of money that I'm going to put on the fact that your time is being controlled by somebody else. Therefore, your mind is controlled by somebody else. Drop mic, exit stage left. So let me make sure you understand the depth of the statement, because I know if you're anything like me, you're like, oh, no, Brother Will, it's not that serious, homie. I know, boo-boo. I know. I've been there, done that. I got two T-shirts. See, I know right now you ain't controlling your time. Somebody else is controlling your time. Somebody else is controlling your behind. So let me ask the question again. And you have to ponder the question. Take some time before we get into the depth of what we're talking about today, because otherwise you're wasting your time because somebody else is controlling it. See, right now you're listening to me, but you're thinking about where you're supposed to be, your time. Whoever controls your time controls your mind. I'm pondering not because I don't know what to say. I'm pondering so I can let the Ruach and the Pneuma work on your mind so that way it can change and you control your time. Right now, somebody else is controlling your time. See, I don't do shizness on time. I don't go to work on time. I don't get up on time. I don't do nothing on time. I do everything. And I'm trying to get you to do the same thing. But you don't understand the difference between the two. You know, not you personally, but somebody that you know. And since the people that you hang out with, they don't value your time, that means they don't value your mind. That's why they playing with your time. I don't play with your time, homie. I don't got time to play with your time because I'm too busy maximizing my mind, what you do with your time. Now, I'm not talking about no shizness I read out of a book. This is real life. That's why you sense the tone in my voice, that determines the speed of my choice. What you are sensing is righteous indignation. It's not anger. I'm not mad at you. I'm mad at this harmonious arrangement. I'm not even mad at this harmonious arrangement. I'm mad at the stupidity of this harmonious arrangement that think that it has more authority over my mind by using and trying to trap me in this thing that they call time. I don't own a watch. Last watch, my wife bought me a watch, and I think it's I don't know where it's at. I think it's in my desk drawer up somewhere. And it was a nice fancy watch. I told my wife, babe, don't ever buy me a watch. I'll never wear a watch, ever. Because I don't live on time. I live on purpose. Whoever controls your time controls your mind. Time is mind, because it's all part of this harmonious arrangement. Now let's get into the meat of the message, because right now we're just exchanging warm fuzzies. And I know that I'm going to say something today that's going to disturb your theology. I understand, and I do not apologize. I'm sent here by the King to destroy your mentality and replace it with God's reality. See, there is a mystery that has been kept secret since the beginning of time, according to Colossians chapter 1, verse 26. Please do not believe me. Please read it for yourself. Even in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 7, verse 12, it says, for wisdom is a defense. And it says, money is a defense. So wisdom and money are equated to the same thing. And the enemy knows that, because the enemy knows that currency, a current is a current chi. The enemy knows that. But most of us don't know that. Most of us, I was raised that poverty was next to godliness. That's a lie from the pit. Unfortunately, most of us have brought that lie, and we still believe it unconscious or subconsciously. So I have to destroy that tradition, that ruling disposition, that mental disposition. So you can try, you can destroy mentality with spirituality. But you've got to know the difference between the two. Because a lot of people that are mental, but there's very few people that are spiritual. And it's extremely important to understand the difference between mentalism and spiritualism. Now, in the book of Romans, chapter 7, verse 23, Romans, chapter 7, verse 23 says, but I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind, and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. So we see that there's a law that is of God, which it says in Romans 7:22, which is the verse above 7:23. It says, for I delight in the law of God after the inward man. Notice where the law of God is. Now again, I am a betting man. And I'm not, but if I was a betting man, I would take all my money and I would put all my money, your money and everybody else's money, on the fact that your law came from outside of you. It did not come from within you, if I'm a betting man. Thankfully, I'm not a betting man, because I already know where you got your belief system from. There's nobody, well, very few people, listening to the sound of my voice that got their belief system from God. They got their belief system from man. Everybody, everything that you believe, somebody told you. You have not researched it on your own and came up with your own conclusion. I put all my money on the fact that every tradition you got was taught to you. There was no tradition that came from inside of you. Zero. Zip. Zop. How do I know? Because I'm the same thing. We all are. When you was born all knowing, and then you have something called parents. And these parents, the parents are parrots. Really, a parrot just repeats. A parrot is a repeater. Now, it's nobody's fault. That's the way the system is made. But that's why you got to question the frame, not the picture. You got to question the nature of your reality, not reality. You got to question the frame. You got to question the question, not the answer. See, it's the questions that you are asking that are wrong. Therefore, wrong questions get wrong answers. How many people do you know that's asking right questions? So today we're talking about the questions that you should be asking that you're not asking. We're talking about the nature of the reality of the world that we live in. We're talking about the nature of everything that you've been taught. All of your traditions, all of your belief systems, everything. Have you ever questioned your beliefs? No, you haven't. Because if you had, you'd probably be doing this show instead of listening. See, the metaphysics of mentalism is understanding the difference between mentalism and spiritualism. Spiritualism comes from God. Mentalism comes from man. They both are great. They both are good, but one is better. So we're going from a gun. We're going from best to better. We're going from good to gooder. And then we want to go on to our goodest. Now, brothers and sisters, according to the scriptures in Romans, which we just read, I find a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me. Romans 7:21. Romans 7:22. For I delight in the law. Look at the word L-A-W. Turn it around. You got W-A-L. Wall. I delight in the wall of God. I don't delight in the wall of my members. I don't delight in the wall of my mind. I delight in the wall of God. So God has a law. You know, English is English. It's a backward language. We turn it around, we get a wall. So God put a wall. Okay, we might want to pay attention to that. Now, there's another wall that was placed there by your members, your flesh, your five senses. Now, that wall wars against the law that's in your mind, that's in your disposition. So we've got three walls. We've got three laws. We've got three dimensions, spirit, soul, body, biological, electrical, chemical. We've got three walls. We've got three dispositions. We've got three ways of operating. Which one are you operating in? Are you operating in your biology? Are you operating because you're a biological? You are an electrical. You can operate in electricity. You are a chemist or chemicals. Which one are you? There's a spirit that is possessed of a soul that manifests itself. You can operate in your spirit. You can operate in your mind, or you can operate in your flesh, spirit, soul, body. You get the choice. You get to choose today. Choose ye this day whom ye will serve, but you can't, you know. The spirit controls the mind. The mind controls the behind, a.k.a. body. But most of us, we detach from the spirit man, and we operate in the mental man, mentalism. So what is mentalism? Everybody, most people I know are mentalists. That's excellent. That's great. But there is a higher power. There's a higher calling. There is the spirit realm. See, mentalism is perception and thought processes. Now, I'm a very good mentalist. So mentalism is cognition, cognitive skills. Mentalism is a mental state that exists that causes and replaces your interstate, your inner state. That means the ruach or the pneuma, which is spiritualism, which we're going to get to next. But first, you've got to understand the problem because you don't see a need for a solution. Mind power. There's a book written by John Keno. Great book. One of the first books I read 20 years ago. Curled my toes. But they almost got me. In fact, let me rephrase that. They had me. I was part of the self-improvement industry for 20-plus years until I realized when I got into spiritualism that there is no self. So what was I improving? How can you improve something that doesn't exist? I mean, I'm going to pause for a moment. It's not because I don't know what to say. It's because I want you to ponder the statement. So you got something that's invisible, really doesn't exist, and you putting all your time, all your energy, all your money into self-improvement. You know, the self-improvement industry is a multi-billion, trillion, trillion-dollar business or industry. And there is no self. The Bible says, I am crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. So you're trying to improve something. You spend all your time, all your energy. You got fake chi-chis, you got fake this, you got fake that. Everything's fake. You spend all this money on this fake stuff, and you got no substance, no spirit. See, spirit is substance. Mind is symbol. So mind power is a symbol of a deeper substance. Mentalism is the symbol. Spiritualism is the substance. Drop mic, exit stage left. Okay, let me get back on stage. Now, let me make sure you understand the depth of the statement, because, again, I'm saying things that each statement is like a 2-3 hour course by itself. So you cannot just make statements and, you know, just walk away from them. Now, you can, but that's what everybody else do. So I'm an etymologist. So according to etymology, you must break things down and trace them back to their source or to their causality or their root. Now, all of the Egyptian pharaohs were dehuti or green or hue or black, except Serapis. All of the Egyptian pharaohs. There was no European or Anglo-Saxon. Now, this is historical fact. But again, this is the difference between mentalism and spiritualism. Now, this is a little bit off topic, but this is just one example of mind power overriding spiritual authority. Now, you have spiritual authority. It was given to you by the big G. You can use etymology to trace it back, and you can find that you are a joint heir, that you are a royal priest. So a mentalist usurps a spiritualist power by using mental cognition or mental tricks or basically magic. So magic is replacing, the magi replace spirit or God. So now we got mind power instead of his power. Now, the problem is mind power looks exactly like his power. In fact, depending on who you talk to and how good you are, they look exactly the same. Now, we got to understand, or you should understand, and I'm here to help you or to assist you with understanding, because now the powers that be, they're rolling out just 5G. The powers that be is rolling out 5G. And why? They want to make sure that this technology replaces theology, whoever they are. Now, your job is to understand that there is different layers to this. And your job is to get out of mentalism and get into spiritualism. So mentalism is cognitive superiority, cognitive skills. It's the shell game. A mentalist, they are very creative. A spiritualist is very original. A spiritualist can create. Now, a mentalist can do what Constantine did. Constantine was a great mentalist. So Emperor Constantine in 325 A.D., he took Serapis Christus. He was the first self-proclaimed white European or white pharaoh. Now, all the other pharaohs before that were, you know, hue, melanated, dark, green, purple, blue, black, whatever. But then they used might and military superiority to replace and interject. And Constantine decided that European pharaoh was going to become Jesus Christ by edict of Emperor Constantine in 325 A.D. This is called the Council of Nicaea. Now, the problem of concern, this has nothing to do with Christ. This is just a manipulation of Christ. This doesn't say that he does exist or he doesn't exist. This is mind power. This is mentalism. So a mentalist manipulates the capacity of the brain to contain spiritual power. So what is the capacity of your mentality? Let me say that again. What is the capacity? How much information can I put in your brain? How much information can the brain hold? Now, a spiritualist has a greater, now this was all scientifically proven by this great study that was done. A spiritualist, and this is what when somebody's like speaking in tongues, for example, and if they put your brain underneath electrocardiograph or an electromagnetic machine or an EKG machine, and they measure the amount of electricity and capacity that is vibrating in the brain, it goes down to zero. pretty much. So in the language part of the brain, it should be it should light up. Mentalist, the frontal lobe is activated. A spiritualist, the frontal lobe is dormant. But a spiritualist have way more power and understanding than a mentalist. But the brain is zip gone. Now let me make sure you understand the depth of the statement before we break down the word spiritualist, because everybody has highly developed mental and intuitive and cognitive and telepathic and telekinesis, fortune-telling, remote viewing, astral projection. All of these attributes and powers that has been promoted today is divination, according to the Helios Biblios of the Bible. That's the difference between spiritualism and mentalism. So right now, they want you to increase the capacity of your mind instead of using the omnibenevolence of God's mentality. See, God's mentality changes your reality. Now, your mentality is the mentality that created your reality. Einstein said you cannot solve a problem with the same brain that created it. So what you're doing right now is you are trying to increase your wealth with the same brain that caused your poverty. That dog does not hunt. Now, in the church, they call this, you need to receive the Holy Spirit. You need to be baptized of the Spirit. Now, that's great. That's talking about the sacred secretions. That's talking about the Christ oil. That's talking about the true anointing. That's talking about established heaven on earth. That's talking about everything that I've been talking about this entire week. But in order to go further down the rabbit trail, we have to understand why I do didactic discourse. This is the science and the metaphysics of teaching. So the science of teaching is called didakilos. So in the Greek, there's a Greek word that means didakilos, which means to teach. It means to hold a discourse with others in order to deliver didactic discourse. That means it's going to create an electrical charge. It's going to activate your biological system that's going to create and secrete hormones through the word secretions. It activates your sacrum, or the sacred chamber. It's in your pelvic, your tailbone. There's a little pump that I've been talking about this entire time. That is the science or the art or the science and the spirituality of the didakilos in the Greek. So when Jesus talked about this in Matthew chapter 7, verse 29, Matthew chapter 7, verse 29, Jesus said, and it came to pass when Jesus had ended these sayings and the people were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one having authority and not as one of the scribes. That's the reverend, not the bishops. So, see, I don't teach like reverends, doctors, or bishops. I teach didakilos. I teach like Yahushua. For he taught them as one having authority and not as a scribe. And when he come down from the mountain, great multitudes of people started to follow him. Because the DNA can be influenced and the DNA can be reprogrammed by didakilos and by the words and the frequencies of didakilos. That's called the language of light. So the words that I speak, the interest of God's word unfolds light. This is the language of light, but there must be a tone in your voice that determines the speed of your choice. Now I need you to understand, because brothers and sisters, this is in 2019, for the rest of this year, what I've seen, I cannot unsee. I'm not coming down anymore. I'm on the mountaintop. I went to California, and what I saw in California, I cannot unsee. What did I see in California? What I saw in California was kingdom principles being lived out in an environment of spirituality, or an environment of spiritualism instead of mentalism. So I saw that a dream with a team establishes your means. But a dream with no team leaves you lean. And I really saw why most Black conscious leaders die broke and alone. Most conscious leaders, we can start with Nikola Tesla. Nikola Tesla died in his hotel room broke and alone. Nikola Tesla. And everybody after Tesla, they've all the great men, they've all died broke and alone because they had a dream, but they never built their team. A dream with no team makes you lean. See, mentalism gets you depend upon your mind power. Mentalism gets you to get you to depend upon self-improvement. Notice the emphasis on the word self. It's just me, my foe, and no more. Mentalism. Mentalism says bump God. Bump other people. It's all about me. So you take your money and you buy you a nice house, you get you a nice car, and you and you and you. And then when you get old, the conscious community suck all the life out of you during your lifetime, and then when you're old and dried up, they drop you like a hot potato, and they move on to the next greatest guru. Look at Deborah Blair. Look at Maxwell Gershom. Look at what happened to Dr. Sabin. Look at what happened to Benjamin Cohanan, and what about John Henry Clark? What about going on right now with Maxwell Jordan? Most conscious leaders die broken alone because they use mind power. They don't use his power. See, when you use your power, you get tired. When you use his power, you go all day, every day, 24/7, 365. Why? No struggle. The metaphysics of struggle, see, struggle is effort laced with energy or emotion. See, you are emotionally attached to your expression. I'm not. There's no emotion attached to my message. There's emotion attached to my purpose. Big difference. Big difference. Big, huge. There's no emotion attached to this message. I could care less if you get it or don't. If somebody asks me, man, you're teaching a message on the metaphysics of mentalism and spiritualism, are you willing to die for that message? No. But I'm willing to die for my purpose. I'm here to uplift the spirit of humanity. I'm here to replace error with truth. I'm willing to die for that. The message, not that important. It's the substance behind the message that's more important. Now, brothers and sisters, let me make sure you understand, because if you do not do, let's go to Mark. Let's go back to scriptures. Mark chapter 1, verse 22. Mark chapter 1, verse 22. And he went into Capernaum. Capernaum, which is really interesting, is almost spelled like Kaepernick. When he went to Capernaum, and straightway on the Sabbath day, he entered into the synagogue. This is the synagogue, group of people getting together, and he taught. This is what I'm doing right now. I'm teaching. And they were astonished at his doctrine. Right now, you're astonished. And he taught them as one has authority and not as a scribe. So when I teach as one have an authority. I don't teach not no freaking scribe or no damn Pharisee. But I ain't no scribe and I ain't no Pharisee. My authority doesn't come from no clever freaking linguistical language. My authority comes from the king. I moved this message back. It was supposed to start at 12. I moved it back to 12:30. Because number one, my wife's family came by, or mother-in-law came by. Number two, I didn't really know what I was going to say. I didn't have no message. I knew I wanted to talk about something, and I was just waiting for the download. I'm getting ready to do a seminar September 29th. Dallas, Texas, please join me there. I got an idea of what I'm going to do, but what I'm going to say and do, am I going to have notes and all that stuff? I'm just going to get up there behind the mic, and I get the download when I get there. No stress, no strain, no worries. I got bills just like you do. How am I going to pay those bills? If the money comes in, I pay them. If it don't come in, I don't pay them. No stress, no worry. Why? That's called walking by faith. That's not mental power. That's spiritual power. Spiritual power is his power. Mental power is you. If you create it, that means you got to keep it up. If he created, he creates. See, God provides. Where God leads, God provides. So are you operating in his power or are you operating in your power? See, Jesus taught because he had authority to teach. And then it says, and there was in a synagogue, and there was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit. And he cried out, saying, let us alone. What have we to do with you? You, Jesus of Nazareth, are you come to destroy us? I know you. I know who you are. So the unclean spirits knew him and was speaking to him before he even addressed them. And they are asking him, have you come to destroy us? He says, I know who you are. You are the Holy One of God. And Jesus rebuked him, saying, hold your peace and come out of him. Mark 1, 22-25. See, didaculus is authority. It's not power. I don't have power. I have authority. See, power is man-made. Authority is spiritually given. Somebody write that down. Authority versus power. Authority comes from God. Power comes from money. Comes from man. That's a big difference. See, I am Master Teacher 33. I didn't vote myself in. I didn't come up with that name because it's warm and fuzzy. I came up with that name because it's based upon the fact that I entered into this dimension on a specific date and a specific time that determined my design. So did you. So my question is, Peter, we know. Paul, we know. Who are you? Your authority, not your power, comes from God. It comes from your spirituality. It does not come from your mentality. There's a lot of people that are mentally sharp. I know a lot of mental people that their brains is off the hizzle, full shizzle. But the language of the DNA does not respond to power. The DNA responds to authority. Jesus had tone in his voice. That releases the genetic code. So there is a basic structure in your DNA that is called an aculine pair. Notice it's aculine, it's not acidic. So the words, the interests of God's word are aculine, and they unfold aculine pairs in the DNA. But if your words are acidic, why do you think they call it cursing? So when you say a curse word, your words are acidic. When you operate in fear, your words are acidic. When you operate in doubt, your words are acidic. When you operate in unbelief, your words are acidic, and your DNA is aculine. Your DNA only responds to alkalinity. That's why alkalinity is so apart. The colostrum in your brain doesn't flow. Colostrum, the Christos, the cerebral spinal cord fluid, the CSF, is not released. The sacrum, the pelvic bone, doesn't start pumping unless you're in an environment of love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, and self-control. The neocortex, that's over the paleocortex, and that is over the reptilian cortex. It doesn't activate unless you are in an environment of love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control. In the Latin, this is called esses, E-S-S-E. In English, it is called to be or being. In the Hebrew, it's called prana or pneuma or ruach or spirit. This is all activated when you're in a place of love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control. This is the secretion. This is the chrism. This is the Christ oral. But it is not released from the sacrum or the sacred or the holies of holies until you are in a mental state. Guess what is released when you're not in that mental state? Cortisone. What does cortisone do? In women, it causes belly fat. In women, it causes for you to hold fat behind your arms on your triceps. Men, we get the inner tube around our waist. That's the number one sign that you're in an environment that is not conducive to your health, and that shizness is manifested in your body. That's why you got disease. All disease is a lack of love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control against those things. There is no wall. So the cherubim, is standing there with a flaming sword, and he's not letting you in. That's why you cannot win. Because you cannot internally go in and activate the cerebral spinal cord fluid to start the pump up your S-A-C-R-U-M, sacrum. Now, the reason I'm saying and been talking about this all week, I've been saying the same thing, because this is the key to unlocking or walking or tapping into spirituality or the kingdom of God. This is kingdom living based upon kingdom principles. So, Brother Will, I get that, Brother Man, but I need you to break it down for me just a little bit further. Okay, I'm glad you asked. In the book of Romans chapter 7, verse 33, it says, but I see another law in my members. First of all, law number one, I delight in the law of God. That's the one. That's where you should be. But if you know, and then it says, after the inner man. That means it's inside the inner man. So you're looking for the law of God outside of your body. You're in deep kimchi. Because the kingdom of God is within. The Bible says we have this treasure hidden inside earthen vessel. The Bible also says, Jesus said that anybody who do not believe that I have came in the body is not of God. That means you're not of me. Christ eternal within the body. Yahweh Shin Vaheh. God, Christ eternal within the body. So if you think God is outside of you, you can't get in. Because the kingdom of God is within. Romans 7:22 says, for I delight in the law of God after the inward man, the inside man, not the outside man, inside. And then I see another law. Okay, hold up. There's one law, but then hold up. There's another one. I see another law. It's in my members. That's in your flesh. That law is warring against the law of my mind. That's three laws. Law of God, law of the members. That's your five senses. And then the law of the mind. Bringing me into captivity of the law of sin, which is in my members. So the law of the mind, mind power, makes you subject to the law of the members, which makes you captive to the law of sin. So mind power makes you captive to sin power. That's why I don't do minimalism. Now, let's be crystal clear. It says, I see another law in my members. Now, each one of these words are extremely important. We don't have time to break all of them down, but I need you to under, over, and understand at least the basics. So when we look at this word members, it comes from a Greek word. Like, again, all of these words, we can break them down. But let's just go to first base. We're talking about the basic understanding.
Strong's G, 3196, melos. Melos.
So one law is melos. That is member of the human body. It means body. It means criminal intercourse. It means harlot's body. So there's a law that's of the body. And we all know that. That's called flesh. So we won't have to spend time breaking that one down. We all know that one. Your flesh says, I'm hungry, and you say, I'm fasting, and your flesh says, no, we want to eat now. Stomach starts growling, and you pull over and you go to McDonald's. We all know how that is. You got a taste for the sour grape. You tasted the sour grape. It's called alcohol. And alcohol says, drink me now. And you says, no, I don't feel like drinking today, alcohol. And then alcohol says, no, you don't understand. I run this. And then this thing called addiction, and you start getting headaches, sweaty palms, whatever, and then you pull over and you go drink the sour grape. And why? Alcohol. Alcohol running the show, not you. Your mind is not running the show. Your spirit is definitely not running the show. Who's running the show? Melos, the body, the members of the body. That's number one. But the members of the body, alcohol, the alcohol, the addiction, whatever your addiction is, whatever you're hooked on, it wars against the law of your mind. So there's a law of the mind. So what is mentalism, spiritually or biblically speaking? Mind.
Strong's G, 3563. Noose. Noose.
Noose. So the law of the mind is noose, spelled N-O-U-S, like nouse. It's really pronounced nouse, Noose in the Greek. Noose, but nous in English. N-O-U-S, nous. So nous means understanding. It means compromising faculties of perceiving and understanding. Let me say it again. 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 Perceiving and understanding. That's mine. Everybody I know operating in that. You telling me you don't? Now, perceiving and understanding. Very close, but it's not the same, because this has to do with intellectual faculty or intellectual capacity. It is the capacity of cognitive dissonance or cognitive perception. Now remember, everybody has a mind. It's a part of the soul. The soul is made up of the mind, will, emotion, imagination, intellect, soul. So the soul is made up of the mind, will, emotion, imagination, intellect. But is the soul more powerful than the spirit? Unfortunately, this wars against the spirit. The spirit wars against the soul. The two are contrary to one another. That's why the enemy is after your soul, because that's the weapon that he used to destroy your spirit. Now, let me make sure, because this is the metaphysics of mentalism. Everything on earth is promoted is mentalism. Everything. Very few spiritualists left on the planet. Very few. So nous, that means perception. Now, remember, perception is just the ability to feel. It's the ability to determine. It's the ability to recognize something. It's the ability to consider something. It's the ability to see or to establish specific meaning. This is the way out. It's our brain. So brain power, mind power, brains. We all use our brains. But brain power is not his power. There's a difference. So, Brother Will, what's the difference? Well, let's go to the first time the word spirit is mentioned in the entire Bible. First time the word spirit is mentioned in the Bible, Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 and 2. This is where the rubber meets the road. This separates the men from the boys. This is kingdom principles for kingdom living. So kingdom principles for kingdom living. This is extremely important. And I think, make sure I'm still online. So all the power just went out, but, I'm so glad I'm using my cell phone. That was really weird. While I was talking, it's not raining or anything, but hang on a second. Let's see. Wow. So the whole power went out in the house. I wonder if the neighborhood power. Anyway, show must go on. So what was I reading from? Oh, I was getting ready to read Genesis. So, wow, that was really weird. So all the power just went out. Not raining. It's kind of cloudy outside, but it's not like no major storm or anything. But all the power just zoom, just gone. I'm about to go off the dome. That is really weird. Okay, Genesis chapter 1. in the beginning, wow, that's interesting. Let me, how can I proceed? I was going to read Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, and I was going to read Genesis chapter 1, verse 2, and break down. So that way you guys could see the difference. So what we will do is we will still read it, but I won't be able to play the Greek and Hebrew, even though I already know it. I'm going to go off the top of the dome. In Genesis 1, it says, in the beginning, God created the heavens, or the heaven and the earth. Verse 2, Genesis 1, 2. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. So in Genesis chapter 1, verse 2. Oh, there we go. Nice, just came back. But by the time my phone rebooting all that stuff, my computer, show will be over. So we'll go in the Bible is in Genesis chapter 1, verse 2. So Genesis chapter 1, verse 2, we see the word ruach. Now, that word ruach in the Bible is where we get the English word spirit. So a spiritualist, they operate in the ruach. They don't operate in the mind. Now, man, I wish I had, you know, to be able to play it so that way you could hear it. The definition, well, not in definition, but the pronunciation of the Hebrew word, ruach. Now, in the New Testament, spirit is pronounced pneuma, which is the same thing as the vagus, the V-A-G-U-S word, which is the pneuma vagus. So there's a nerve in your neck called the pneuma vagus nerve, which is the pneuma. So in Genesis chapter 1, verse 2, where it says, the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved. So that word spirit, and again, I'm going off the top of the dome, so and I want to play it for you. It's the Hebrew root from Strong Quartus number 873, so 7307. So you guys can look it up, you know, later on when you get to the, you know, get home or what have you. And you can look it up for yourself. That word, ruach, that's the animating principle of the body. So there is extremely important mindset that you must have that's outside of the brain. It is a disposition that is uploaded from the ruach or from the spirit. In other words, it's like the big G is downloaded or has downloaded himself inside of you. And so God eternal within the body. That is the metaphysics of spiritualism. A spiritualist has communication with God. Now, the modern definition of the word spiritualist is someone who has communication with the dead or with the ancestors. Now, that dog hunts too. It's just that in my, which is limited, of course, most people can't discern between benevolent and non-benevolent dispositions, spirits. So let's say you get hooked up with a spirit. Now, again, I do this for a living. I'm counseling people, and what happened is they find doing astral projection, doing remote viewing, doing they have out-of-body experiences, and they go and they meet their ancestors. And the ancestors telling them this, that, or the other, and everything's hunky-gory and kumbaya, and they see this, that, and the other. And then somewhere along the line, the ancestors get a little more non-ancestry. The ancestors always end up being not benevolent. We'll put it that way. And so it's a lot easier just connect directly to source than it is to go through the middleman. For me, now everybody's different, so, you know, you do what works for you, and I, you know, I'm going to continue to do what works for me. But what I'm saying is I go directly to source. Everybody's different. You do what works best for you. But in the Bible, it talks about the spirit. And in the spirit means ruach. Now, the ruach simply means, you know, the animating principle of the body. And ruach is spelled, you know, it's spelled R-U-W-A-C-H. And everybody has this ability to tap into the ruach. Now, what's missing is the brain overrides the ruach HaKadosh, I think that's how it is, R-U-W, ruach. Now, what you should be doing, what all of us should be doing, is tapping into, allowing the ruach, which is, again, the word that means spirit. In English, it comes out to mean breath. So a lot of people think that the ruach has to do with breathing, and it does, because when we think about it, now remember, spiritualism, What air does or do white people breathe? Now, follow me. This is extremely important. We're talking about the Ruach. Air does, you know, Kaepernick breathe. What air does Donald Trump breathe? What air does Nicki Minaj breathe? What air does the air that I breathe and the air that you breathe, is it different? Somebody please help me out here. Do we breathe different air? Now, let me make sure you understand, brothers and sisters, because we're talking about the Ruach. Now, everybody can have a different mental disposition. Somebody could believe this. Somebody could believe that. The capacity of your disposition, the capacity of your mind is different. But the question that I want to ask you is, this is very, very important. Because everybody breathes the same air. Do they not? Is there anyone that is listening to the sound of my voice that's breathing different air than I'm breathing? Anybody? Now, I'm going to pause for a moment because I know you need to, like, think, mull this over. Is anybody, now, do white people breathe different air than black people? Let me ask the question again. Because I'm a little like, all of this Nike stuff going out, you got your boy in the office causing this division, and it's like, okay, I just took in a deep breath of air. Donald Trump is somewhere right now, and Donald Trump is doing this. So right now, there's gang members, and they're doing this. There's Black Panther Party members right there, right now, somewhere on earth, there's black people that dislike white people, and guess what they're doing? They're doing this. There's white people who dislike black people, and guess what they're doing? They're doing this. They're all breathing the same air. Now, you can have different blood types. You can have different, you know, racial types. You can have different body types. You can have a lot of different, but there ain't no freaking different air type, brother. There ain't no air types, sister. Everybody breathes the same freaking air. That's how you divide. So when I will divide the moment that you can come and bring me a different types of air that's not man-made. When you can bring me a different type of air that's on earth, that's when I'll go with race and I'll start hating other people who don't breathe the same air as me. But until somebody can come and bring me different air types, I'm not interested, boo boo. I'm not falling for that bullshitness. That's a lower vibrational shizness. I don't operate down there. I'm not in it. I want a different frequency. See, in the kingdom, everybody breathes the same air. The metaphysics of spiritualism, the spirit is the Ruach. The Ruach is the air. There's only one. Hero Israel, there's only one air. See, the air is thin up chill. And what's important is the enemy is getting everybody to buy into this low vibrational bullshit, and Negroes and Caucasians out, and they falling for. It's so easy for me, but I guess I've been doing it so long. I understand. I was talking to a young client, and a little bit off topic, but client, you know, was single, never really in. Was having issues, you know, financial, this, that, and other, and getting to, you know, debates and arguments with family members and stuff. Now, you have a new girlfriend, new job, his hygiene, everything like that, totally different. He's been in a life management system, and the only thing I've been telling him is the same thing I'm telling you. A spiritual person is a person whose highest priority is to be loving to themselves and others. Someone please write that down. please, for me, if you're my friend. If you say you're my friend and we friends, please, if you don't want to write it down, just file that away. Because if you say you're my friend and you're talking to me about race, you're talking to me about economics, then we are not friends. A spiritual person is a person who loves themselves first. Second, this young clown I'm talking about, when I met him, I asked him, how come you don't date? Young guy, handsome, dominant culture. It's like, man, if it's white, it's right. You can't lose. Yeah, I know, I'm just playing, but no, I mean, well, that's where I grew up. Yeah, I mean, in this country, it's, you know, swayed in your favor. So in my brain, white people don't have, you don't got no problem. You got privilege. Now, I know that's not true, but I'm just talking about back then, growing up. And so I'm talking to this client, and I just got him to see what I see. What did I see? I didn't see white privilege. You know what I saw? I saw a person who did not see his worth and his value. Therefore, he could not love himself. And if you can't love yourself, you can't love nobody else. You cannot see nothing in nobody else that you can't first see in yourself. A spiritual person doesn't operate in mentalism. Now, you start there, but then you graduate. That's what I did. I started in self-improvement. And I was all into mental power and mind power. I was all into, you know, focus, discipline, and order. I still talk about all of those principles because those are the principles. Again, I'm a Hebrews 6:1 Negro, and it tells us, you know, let us perfection, not laying again the foundation of Jesus Christ and Him crucified. So, but you got to have the foundation. Foundation is what? Mentalism. That's the life management system. The next foundation is the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center. That's what's spiritualism. So I'm not saying anything against mentalism. I'm just saying that there's a higher calling, there's a higher power. I'm just saying that there's a better way to operate that doesn't require you to get burned out, stressed out, and all sorts of stuff. See, a mental person uses his developed mental capacity to establish his reality. So to the degree or to the capacity that you can hold a mindset is the degree or the capacity that you can manifest a reality. So if you cannot hold a mental capacity of wealth, you cannot engage in the physical reality of wealth. It's on you, mentalism. Spiritualism comes along, and spiritualism is what Jesus brought. Now, Jesus said in the Old Testament, Jesus said, if a man sleeps with another woman, he has committed adultery. You got to get it in your mind, then you got to go and do the physical act. Jesus says, no, if a man thinks about sleeping with another woman, he's already committed the act. So Jesus brought a higher law. What is the higher law? A spiritual person knows that we are all one. A spiritual person has a understanding of what I talked about on yesterday's show when I revealed, explained, illuminated, and simplified have. Then once you have it, guess what you can do with it? A spiritual person is a person who has. He doesn't have to go get. A spiritual person is a person that knows that God has, past tense, given me everything that life and godliness, a spiritual person. Now, let's be crystal clear, because when we talk about spiritualism, we are talking about something that is not a static place. We're not talking about a static belief. We're not talking about personal ability. We're not talking about an inclination for communication. That's what we're talking about. A spiritual person is a person who understands the spiritual world. A spiritual person is a person who understands the Ruach world. That's a spiritual person. Now, when I say understand the Ruach world, the world of Ruach. And so a spiritual person understands that in the Ruach, that means a sensibility or a resemblance of what you and I call breath. Now, the breath, when we talk about the Ruach, we're talking about the way by which you animate the body. So you can animate the body with the mind, or you can animate the body with the breath. So a spiritual person knows that there is only one breath, but there are many minds. So a spiritual person knows that it's difficult to separate between the mind of thought, or where does thought come from, and how many different types of thought are there. So there is many different, I can have a thought, but a spiritual person understands that there's only one breath. So it is this ability to tap into that one breath. Now, in closing, we got to go a little bit further down the breath, about down the spirit. And again, I'm going off the brain, so our computer went out and everything, like trying to reboot, all of the reboot. Everything's trying to come back online, I should say. Power did come back on. But it doesn't surprise me because this is a metaphysics of spirituality. This is a deep message today. A spiritual person understands a few things that a mental person doesn't. A spiritual person, first of all, understands that we're all one. That's a spiritual person. Now, if you say that, and then you have to really make sure you understand what that means. If you are a spiritual person, you have to understand that we are all one. Therefore, everything that's going on right now, you should have a problem with, because you can't be burning Nikes or getting engaged in any racial dispute when there is no such thing as race, because that's a manipulation of one, a spiritual person. A spiritual person knows there's only one wind, there's only one breath, there's only one spirit, a spiritual person. Now, a mental person, maybe not so much. Now, a spiritual person knows that the breath animates the spirit. A spiritual person knows that the blood animates the body, a spiritual person. Now, a spiritual person knows that this spirit establishes a disposition that is the living embodiment of God. It is God's spirit that has an embodied man, a spiritual person. Now, this is extremely important, the difference between a spiritual person and a mental person. Now, remember, a spiritual person intuitively knows that they are one with the Father. You may not be able to explain it, you may not be, but a spiritual person knows. Now, this, since I was a little kid, I always knew this. This is the difference right here. I always knew I was protected. Now, I didn't know how. I just had a feeling. Like, I just had a feeling that it was going to work out. Even when it didn't work out, I was always, every time it don't work out, I'm always dumbfounded. I'm always like, I'm caught off guard. Because I really, and this has been, as everybody, all my family members who know me, they will tell you, my children especially, they'll tell you. Like, it's like that scene in Braveheart when old boy finds out that his best friend was the guy who, like, you know, turned him, like, turned his back on him. And he's in the field, and he just falls in the grass. He just lays there, and they, like, get him on his horse. Get him on. They go, they pick him up. All the energy left his body. Every time a spirit, now there's a difference between mentalism and spiritualism. It is the capacity of your faith. That's it. A spiritual person's capacity for faith. Now, you may have to develop it. It took me a while to develop this. But my capacity for faith. Now remember, because faith is just really another word for spiritualism. Because that's again, ruach. Now, remember, ruach is the spirit is the living, breathing, animating principle of the body. It is the seat of mental acts. It is the foundation of moral character. It is the spirit of God. So when you are breathing in, you're taking in God. It is the thing that gives you what is called a state of ecstasy or a state of prophecy. When you do this, you're taking in energy for the body. It is the Shekinah. Now, the ancient text says breath of the mouth of the creative word, Psalms 33:6. Now, if you are, this is the difference between spirit and mental. Psalms 33:6. Now, brothers and sisters, just about done. Hang with me. We're almost done. Now, I'm a 33:6. My life path number is 33:6. Matthew 6:33 is my foundational scripture for everything that I do in life. Everything I do in life is in Matthew 6:33. If you want to know anything about me, just say, what if anybody asks you, this dude calls a master teacher 33, you listen to him, you join his life management system, who is this dude? I think this dude's a Mason, I think he's this, I think he's that. And he said, you know anything about Brother Will, read Matthew 6:33. Then read Psalms 33:6. Those two scriptures, put on my tombstone. If I exit stage left and my family bumped their head and y'all don't know, remember, Brother Will said that what he wanted on his tombstone was Matthew 6:33 and Psalms 33:6. That's the middle. This is the metaphysics of spiritualism. This is the capacity of your faith. This is the capacity of your mind. Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Matthew 6:33. Now remember, I am Master Teacher 33:6. I am Master Teacher 6:33. Either way you put the numbers, it's still the same thing. Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his right standing, and all these things will be added unto you. A spiritual person is seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. A spiritual person is more interested in impressing God than he is impressing man. A true spiritual person. A true spiritual person understands that all things comes after the God thing. God's first. A true spiritualist, not a mentalist. A spiritual person also understands Psalms 33:6. By the word of the Lord, the heavens were made, and all the stars by the breath of his mouth. You see, brothers and sisters, I'm a star. I'm a superstar. I'm made by the breath of God. I don't know about you, boo-boo. I just know about me. So when I look in the mirror, I'm impressed with myself. I don't know about you. I can only speak for myself. I got a can-do attitude. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. When I speak, I have authority. It doesn't come from men. I don't have power. I have authority. The metaphysics of spiritualism trumps mentalism. Mentalism is great. You can do some extra sensory, supernatural, mind-based, mind-boggling, you know, psychic, intuitive, telekinesis, freaking, you know, astral projection, sage, yoga, you know, tai chi, bullshit. I mean, you're a bad mama jamma. Spiritualism, Mentalism is off the hizzle for shizzle. It's here to stay. However, when you get done, take your time. Enjoy it. It took me 20 years. 20 years I was in self-improvement industry. Mentalism, mind power. Y'all don't understand. I read Think and Grow Rich. That was my Bible. That's mentalism. Mentalism is great. Mentalism is powerful. You can make a lot of money. Mentalism is materialism. Ain't nothing wrong with it. Let's just call it what it is. It's great. However, spiritualism, my brother, spiritualism. I love the way it says it in Exodus chapter 7, verse 12. Exodus chapter 7, verse 12. For wisdom is a defense, money is a defense, but the excellence of knowledge is this, that wisdom giveth life to them that have it. It's this ability to have wisdom and money that's called, what we talked about yesterday, what is the difference between influence and affluence or affluence? Influence leads to affluence. Affluence, you got an abundance. I went to California. That's what I saw. I saw people that was very affluent. But how did they get it? They had influence. But where did they get the influence from? Most of them got it from mentalism. Where did I get my influence from? Spiritualism. What is spiritualism? Psalms 33:6. By the word. Notice how I got it. How did I get my spiritualism? By the word of the Lord. The heavens, my head, was made. And all the stars, all the organs in my body, those are all the stars, by the breath of the Lord. I don't know if you understand. Brothers and sisters, mentalism and spiritualism. I know you are a spiritualist that has a mentalist. So that way you can become a physicist. That's what metaphysics is. I'm a physicist. But my physicist comes from my ability to understand that I'm a mentalist. But my mentalist is subject to my spiritualist. That three-stranded cord is not easily broken. Remember, it's not either, or. I'm not telling you to get rid of mentalism. I'm just telling you to make sure that you don't worship it. Don't worship the symbol. That's something better. Don't worship the house. Don't worship the door. I got a beautiful door to my house. When I come home, I look at my beautiful door. The only door in the house that's painted crimson red. It's not red. It's like a dark crimson red. Only door in the whole neighborhood. I like my door. But you would never see me come to my house, stop at my door, get on my knees, and worship the door. Never. I'm going to open the door, I'm going to walk through the door, and I'm going to enjoy my house. That's what Jesus told you to do. I don't know why you're not doing it. You know, not you, but people you know. See, a spiritualist, he doesn't work on his mental capacity, nor his physicality. He understands that he's this great physical. You may be 6'5", 350. You can punch a hole through concrete. You a bad dude. But that physicality, it ain't freaking eternal. Now, you may be sharp. You may understand freaking Einstein theory of relativity. You may be this great physicist. You may have great mental power that you can freaking levitate. You can bend spoons. Or you can say that there is no spoon. You may be a great mental. You may be a genius. That ain't eternal either. Don't worship the physical. Don't worship the mental. Worship the spiritual. Because that's God. That's the big key. Faith, hope, and love. The greatest of these three is love. That's spiritualism. Spiritualism, my brother, the kingdom is based upon spiritualism. Remember, whoever controls your time controls your mind. Make sure you control your own time with spiritualism. Spiritualism controls the mind. And the mind controls your behind, physicality. Brothers and sisters, This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. For more information on all of the stuff we've been talking about this week, dealing with metaphysics, again, please join the Life Management System. Only members of the Life Management System that have went through the system will be able to participate in the next level of stuff that we're going into next year, where we're going to be revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying what I call the kingdom mentality, kingdom living, or the Kingdom Millionaires Training Center. There I'm going to be unrolling some more stuff that's dealing with the biological and the physical attributes of understanding how you are designed based upon establishing the kingdom mind.
What if I were to
it
tell
is this
you a
kingdom
crucifixion takes
mindset that allows, sorry about that, this kingdom mindset that allows us to oscillate and to vibrate one with the Father by doing this, taking the breath. That is the ruach or the pneuma, which is the breath. There's a lot of different blood types, but how many breath types are there? Answer that question for me, brother. Answer that question for me, sister. How many air types are there? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, the set of part one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because it will never, ever, 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 ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Yeah. Focus on yourself and stop trying to scheme others. Cause once you get your wealth, then you can start to wake others. Stop running from yourself and take up your throne.
Listen.
Don't let them entities take up your home.
Trippin'.
Cause you're the entity that makes them stone cold demons. So I'ma hit them hard when they hit low. I'll be on your boulevard with my righteous flow.
Yeah.
I'll be pulling all these cards with this mighty flow. Never claim to be a thug, I just walk with love.
Yeah.
He just wanna give me the mean mug because they nothing but someone that's not dealing with themselves. They probably need a hug. I'm the one that hit them with this truth, this sweeping under rugs. So deal with it yourself, don't hide behind the drugs. The nation is the nation's epidemic, this is not a gimmick. I'm just here to make the